Hello, beautiful souls of the world. I thought I would take this 1 in 3 weeks opportunity, which is the frequency at which Mark and I get to see the sun and be honored by its presence in this part of Germany, in order to film this new episode. So without further ado, let's dive right into the topic. So, as I wrote in one of my recent posts on my personal Facebook page, the end of the year is a good time to unlearn what we have been taught through the manipulation of our brains and to relearn with our hearts. So, first, I want to start to show you how easy it is to live vegan in this 21st century by mentioning some of the documentaries that I mentioned in this Facebook post. So you can have access to a variety of documentaries, whether it's on food, whether it's related to sport or ethics or personal stories. On Netflix, I would highly recommend you to check the recently released movie, The Game Changers. It's a 2018 documentary that was co-produced by Lewis Hamilton, James Cameron, Jackie Chan, and other great people there. And it basically features different plant-based athletes. It shows you how those athletes are fueled by plants and that they can achieve the same great goals and performances that any other athlete in this world. The aim of this documentary is to show you that you can get protein on a plant-based diet well enough and that you can thrive on this diet even if you're an athlete. Before the Flood, if I'm not mistaken, is a 2016 a documentary that was produced by Leonardo DiCaprio, who's really dedicated to the environmental cause, although he's not vegan himself, which seems quite contradictory. But still, Before the Flood is a quite impressive and poignant documentary where you get to see the impact of climate change and animal factory farming has been shown to be one of the main factors that cause climate change. Cowspiracy, a 2014 documentary, also produced by Leonardo DiCaprio, is available on Netflix. Some great facts and numbers in there that will literally blow your mind if you don't know how many gas emissions are released in the air due to animal farming. Forks Over Knives is a more nutrition cooking documentary, which shows you how a plant-based diet can improve your health, and it approaches all the different aspects of living a vegan lifestyle. On YouTube, you have free access to several documentaries, such as Dominion, which was produced by James Cameron. It's a 2018 documentary, which focuses on the standard practices of animal farming in Australia. But this documentary could be just as well taken in order to show the global animal farming in the whole world, because those standard practices are to be found in all the different animal exploitations in the world. 73 Cows, that's a 2018 documentary. I think it's the story of a farmer who didn't get rid of his cows, but he didn't send them to slaughter. He stopped the exploitation, the abuse of those cows to go toward a vegan lifestyle and actually create his own sanctuary. Land of Hope and Glory is a 2017 documentary by Earthling Ed, which shows the standard practices of animal farming focused in Great Britain. In Great Britain, Eating You Alive. Haven't seen that one, would have to check it, but it's a vegan related documentary, 2016 documentary. Lucent focuses more on the pork industry. It's a 2014 documentary. If you want to know more about the pork industry, you can also check my recent episode in my podcast, which is available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or Google Podcast. And finally, Earthlings. It's a 2005 documentary, although I think the first version of it dates back to the late 90s or something. And it's all the standard practices that you can possibly imagine for all the different industries that abuse animals on this planet, whether it's for clothes, leather, wool, whether it's in the fish industry, land animal industries, pork industries, eggs, milk, dairy, and so on, zoos and circuses. And Dominion would be quite a similar documentary to Earthlings. Then, in my previous episode on YouTube, and also available on Anchor, I talked about different gift ideas for Christmas, and among those ideas, I mentioned different books that would be relevant if you want your family ties or friends to have a lighter approach to veganism if they're not familiar with the meaning of what veganism is and what it involves. So there are hundreds, if not thousands, different books out there. There are some peer-reviewed studies that are included in some books, and we have so much data that's been collected all over the years by strangers who donate their lifetime and energy so that you can have information easily and for free. And those people take their time to write books, which is sometimes a several year long process, so that you can easily learn about, have a hand-on approach, and so that you can become easily vegan and stay vegan. So you can check that recent episode, and I will also link different books in the description box. When it comes to YouTube, YouTube is a great platform where you can definitely have access for free to unlimited varieties of channels, whether they're educative or activism related, cooking related, and so on. As for the educative and activism channels, I can recommend you Bite Size Vegan. She features a lot of videos for kids, where they can easily understand why somebody is vegan and what is done to the animals in the different industries and the different exploitations. Erin Janis, she also makes some very short, punchy videos where she explains very shortly how why dairy is scary. She explains the egg industry, why it's wrong to eat honey, and so on. Earthling Ed, he also, his channel is more focused on activism, but he goes and gives different conferences and workshops in different countries all around the world. He goes to universities, and you can have access to his conferences, his TED Talks on YouTube. Definitely some great, great speeches there. Joy Carbstrong, it's more activism related, but he shows you how you can easily be vegan on a day-to-day basis, how you can shop vegan in different stores, especially if you are living in the UK. And that's something I will do with Mark on our cook recipe channel called Eat the Rainbow in a couple of months. James Aspie, it's more activism related, but like Joy Carbstrong and Earthling Ed, he also goes to universities, schools, and gives some speeches. He took a 1-year silence pledge to pay tribute to the animals who are not granted a voice and die every year in billions and trillions just for the pleasure, the taste pleasure of some people that last only a couple of minutes. Some nutritional related channels. We have Simnet Nutrition, which I would highly recommend. I think he lives in Canada. He's got some great what I eat in a day. So you can see some very easy and quick meals that you can make on a daily basis. Nutrition Facts. That's run by the Dr. Michael Greger, who's also the author about How Not to Die and How Not to Diet. Every day you get very short videos, like about 5 minutes on average, that tell you why you should eat broccoli, why you should eat citrus fruits, this kind of information that don't really need your whole attention, but so that you can easily know what to include more in your diet and how you can have a balanced plant-based diet. Mike the Vegan and Goji Man, those are more nutrition related channels. If you want to know more about cooking tips and recipes, of course you can check Mark's and I channel, Eat the Rainbow. I would also recommend Sweet Potato Soul, that's one of my favorite ones. Pickup Lines, Avant-Garde Vegan, which is a bit fancier, but still some great recipes there. Not as whole food as we like it, but still some very fancy, indulging recipes, such as plant-based meats, bacon, sausages, waffles, pancakes, and everything that you crave, you will find its vegan equivalent on his channel. Edgy Veg, Hot for Food, yep. And then you have those kind of channels that include a bit of everything, which I'm a fan of, such as Ellen Fisher. She lives on Maui, which is one of the Hawaiian islands, and she talks about cooking, gentle parenting, but also sustainable gardening, homeschooling, breastfeeding, low waste, eco-friendly clothes and furniture. The Fairly Local Vegan is pretty good as well. She talks a bit more about low waste, definitely worth checking it. Then, as regards to the different platforms where you can get free information so that you can easily be vegan, we have podcasts. If you don't know what podcasts are, and I realize that a lot of people in Germany are not really familiar with what podcasts are, it's basically an audio platform. So obviously YouTube is both visual and auditive content, and podcast is just an auditive content. So you can listen to podcasts, short presentations, talks about different topics when you're on the road, when you're traveling. It's worth having it because you learn and you don't have to, you know, you could be doing something at the same time. So we have, I think it's called Plant Proof, Generation V by Nimai Delgado. It's a bit more focused on sport, but he's a great vegan bodybuilder. We have Nutrition Facts, The Ritual Podcast, Food for Thoughts. That's a more ethical vegan podcast. We have Earth to Us, Active Vegan, which is Mark's, my boyfriend's, podcast, which is more activism related, but he also approaches his everyday life questions and troubles and different kind of situations and how to act in this kind of situations. Obviously there's my podcast, The Positive Switch. In France we have Les Carencés, like the deficient vegans, kind of a very worth listening podcast. We also have Our Hen House and the Disclosure podcast by Earthlinghead. Instagram is personally my favorite platform. I will list different great accounts that you can check. We have Leah Dollinger. I think she's an Australian activist. She's done so much for the animals. And yeah, if you want to kind of know what it's like to be an activist, like a full-time activist, and dedicating so much time into fighting for the animals, then you definitely have to check her account. We have Chloe Tesla. She's a French model, and she does so much for the animals. She's present to different marches for the animals, and all around the world she promotes a vegan lifestyle. She's also a feminist and an anti-natalist, which means she doesn't want to have children in order to preserve the environment. A very strong choice that I respect a lot. We have a vegan Stenix, which is more sport focused, but he also provides great nutrition facts. We have the French account Le Renard et les Raisins. Andrea is a friend of mine, and she is a big fan of veganism, which I totally support. She saves foods that would normally go to waste, and she's a passionate feminist as well. Yes, definitely check her account. Nima Delgado, a bodybuilder, vegan bodybuilder. If you're more into sport, definitely check his account. And then we have the different apps that allow you to check on your amount of nutrients that you get on a daily basis to make sure that your diet is balanced, such as Chronometer. I'm definitely not a fan of checking all my nutrients every day. I'm kind of a more intuitive person, and I just eat what I crave and what I feel I need. And in order to make that more simply, to make sure that you're balancing your diet, I would definitely recommend a nutrition facts app, which is called Daily Dozen. So it's the dozen types of foods that you need in your day so that you are sure you are getting enough nutrients, which includes your macros and micros, protein, calories, fats, carbohydrates, minerals and vitamins, etc. Then a practical app when you are traveling, when you're moving, and even if in your own country, when you're going from one city to another, if you're, of course, you're not, you don't know where are all the vegan restaurants and vegan options. So this app gives you in real time the different vegan restaurants, vegan options in different restaurants all around the world. It includes even vegetarian options. But remember, vegetarian diets doesn't avoid animals being killed, as you can learn about in my podcast, where I approach the egg and dairy industry. And finally, if you you know, if you want to remain vegan, and like I said, it's never been so easy to be vegan as in this century. You can check out some animal welfare organizations. So we have PETA, which is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. They do so much for the animals. If you want to be more familiar with what happens in each and every animal industry, such as fur, leather, dairy, pork, and so on, because there are so many, you have some very detailed articles on their website, and many petitions as well, so that you can contribute to companies banning fur, stopping using fur, and so on. We have Mercy for the Animals, which is another one. Sea Shepherd, which focuses on marine animals, so you can learn more about what is bycatch and how important our oceans are, and we are actually literally emptying our oceans to such a rapid rate. You have the Humane Society, and then if you want to know how you can raise awareness about all the different industries that exploit animal and to bring people closer and closer to going vegan, adopting this lifestyle, I would highly recommend you to check organizations such as Anonymous for the Voiceless, but also the Save Movement or Direct Action Everywhere. And finally, you have some other non-profit organizations such as Nutrition Facts. And when it comes to nutrition and the science and research, it has never been more clear and objective that today with Nutrition Facts, they dedicate so much time to collecting thousands and thousands of studies from all around the world to provide you with the most important information that you need in order to have a balanced plant-based diet, and to show you how critical this diet is in reversing the main known diseases, or stopping them, or preventing them. And finally, we have the Physician Committee for Responsible Medicine, which I think was created by Dr. Neil Bernard. The Physician Committee for Responsible Medicine is also a non-profit health organization that promotes preventive medicine, conducts clinical research, and encourages higher standards for ethics and effectiveness in research and medical training. And to give you an idea, the Physicians Committee combines the clout and expertise of more than 12,000 physicians with the dedicated actions of more than 175,000 members across the United States and around the world. So that's if you want to know more about nutrition and how to prevent diseases with a plant-based diet. So I think that's about it. I think with all this amount of information now, you have no reason, no excuse not to go vegan, not to adopt a plant-based diet. And yeah, as I've told in the beginning of this video, there's nothing more meaningful for you this year and next year and every single year of your life to do your research, inform yourself, unlearn and relearn, because we have been taught so much and we have believed so much that we have forgotten to trust ourselves and to have a more intuitive approach to things, and to question things in our everyday life so that we come up with a very critical behavior. And that's the best way to make sure that you stick to your values and that you align them with your actions. If you have any question whatsoever, please don't hesitate to reach me, to reach out to me, whether it's on Anchor, Spotify, I don't think so, but on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, I will be very pleased to answer any of your questions. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, for tuning in, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.